चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
आरबीआई स्ट्रेस टेस्ट रिजल्ट इंडिकेट हाई रिस्क टू एसेट क्वालिटी, सेड मूडीज। The Reserve Bank of India recent financial stability report and result of banking system stress test shows that banks' gross non-performing asset will rise meaningfully under all four test scenarios, with their common equity tier 1 ratio declining by 1 to 2 percent points, Moody's Investor Service said on Thursday. However, most banks' capital ratios will remain above the regulatory minimum, a credit positive that reflects the bank's balance sheet resilience to the stress of the coronavirus-induced economic downturn, as well as government infusion of capital to rated public sector over the past 2 years. Therefore, even with the estimated decline, capitalization of these banks will be higher than at through in 2018, said Moody's in its latest credit outlook report. The stress test scenarios range from the base case to very severe, corresponding to GDP of negative 4.4% to negative 8.9%. The assumption of sharp contraction in GDP growth reflect India's nationwide lockdown in response to the coronavirus pandemic and uneven pickup in economic activity after the lockdown lifts. The lockdown began in mid-March and remains in effect. For all the banks, the gross non-performing asset ratio is modeled to increase by between 4 and 6 percentage points by March 2021, depending on the scenario. The significant increase is in line with the expectation on asset quality deterioration. The capital estimates also do not favor in a new capital rising. Private sector banks such as ICICI Bank and Axis Bank have indicated an intention to raise the capital, while no announcement have been made by the government for planned capital infusion in fiscal 2021, which ends March 31 next year. There is a history of capital infusion from the government to public sector bank when required, said Moody's.